Well, has his apology here gone far enough? Because he accused you and others of bringing the party into disrepute. He's done exactly the same thing, hasn't he?
Those words I just heard, listening to your show, amazed me, because I don't know where he came up with his comments of last Friday. I was doing my advice surgery, and all of a sudden, all hell broke loose, everybody trying to get hold of me, saying, Ken wants you deselected because you didn't help him in 2012. Now, people might say lots of things about me, but they rarely say I don't work hard on behalf of Labour candidates. And I've written to Ken, because I had a look back at those results in 2012, and we had a swing to Labour in Mitcham and Morden of 9%, as opposed to 3% in the rest of London. We put out loads of leaflets, we knocked on doors, we arranged loads of events for him. We really helped us. He even said to me that he wished that other London MPs had worked as hard as I had on his behalf, but he seems to have forgotten that.
Well, you should sue him for libel then, shouldn't you? I mean, if you were out on the streets campaigning for him, he's actually told an outright lie about you.
Well, what he said was certainly not true, and I have the figures, the leaflets, the photos to prove it, and I've written to him and sent them to him. Now, like Ken, I'm quite tough-skinned, but one thing I do know is if in life somebody bullies you, you have to shout as loud as you can. And Ken, I'm shouting, and you've got my letter.
I'm into apologies today, but would you like a formal apology from him?
Yeah, if he feels we could squeeze out another apology, but I would just like him to recognise that I and everybody in Mitcham and Morden Labour Party did our level best for him last time, and we wanted him to win.
Right, these comments today, he originally said, this was to the Daily Mirror, he said, I think Kevin Jones might need some psychiatric help. He's obviously very depressed and disturbed. He should pop off and see his GP before he makes these offensive comments. Now, clearly, a lot of people regard those comments as offensive. Do you think this apology is real? Do you think it goes far enough?
I think that's very much dependent on how Kevin feels it. I don't think you can say those things and really mean the apology. The experience that Ken has had today lets him know that you simply can't talk like that, then today we have made progress.
Some of your colleagues are calling for him to stand down from Labour's National Executive and indeed for Jeremy Corbyn to sack him as co-chair of the Defence Review. What's your view?
I'm not sure why Ken's been appointed to the review anyway. But, you know, he really shouldn't say these things. And I think Jeremy's got to ask himself, does he really want somebody on his side that speaks about people like this?
What about the NEC? Because, of course, a lot of Jeremy Corbyn supporters have been calling for many people to be expelled from the party or deselected. They've made complaints to Labour's General Secretary for them to be thrown out of the party. I mean, it would be open to you to write to the General Secretary saying he's brought the party into disrepute and he should be thrown off the NEC.
I have written to Jeremy and to our General Secretary outlining what I did for Ken in the general election in 2012 to make my case. Politics can get very bitter, and we've seen that today. It's just really regrettable.
Do you think he's unfit to be on the NEC?
I think we have known Ken over a long time. He's done these things. I think if today tells him he's got to think a bit more carefully before he starts abusing people, there'll be progress.
But do you think he's fit to be on the NEC?
I don't think anything I say is going to take him off the NEC. Members have voted for him. He's there.
No, but you have your opinion.
If members think about what he has said today when they vote next time and choose not to vote for him, then that's fine by me. I don't want to get in a bidding war of asking people to stand down, step down when they're actually elected. What I want to see is real progress. I want Ken to think about what he says about people.
What do you think was in Jeremy Corbyn's mind when he appointed him to co-chair this Defence Review with Maria Eagle? I saw Maria in the House of Commons yesterday, and I would normally have said hello to her and had a chat, but she had a face like thunder, and I'm thinking she might have just had the news broken to her.
Well, it is very strange that you appoint somebody as your shadow defence secretary and then second guess them by appointing somebody who is not elected to a political post to second guess them. It does look very strange. But we all know what Ken's views are on Trident. He's made them quite clear. And it just makes the process look a bit daft, but that is where we are.